The sentences that are in bold print on your sheet come from an anonymous clipping that my mother kept on her bathroom mirror. I did some editing and added the Bible passages. Join with me in reading the bold print sentences, which begin then with you. So the first sentence together. If we say it's impossible, God says all things are possible. For with God, nothing will be impossible, Luke 1. That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, Ephesians 1. If we say, nobody really loves me, God says, I love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand, Isaiah 49. If we say, I'm too tired, God says, I will give you rest. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11. If we say, I can't figure things out, God says, I will direct your steps. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Proverbs 3. If we say, I can't do it, God says, you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4. So Jesus said to them, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you, Matthew 17. If we say, I'm not able, God says, I am able. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work, 2 Corinthians 9. And God said to Moses, I am who I am, Exodus 3. Who has made man's mouth, or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall say, Exodus 4. If we say, it's not worth it, God says, it will be worth it. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Romans 8. If we say, God can't possibly forgive me, God says, your sin has been forgiven you. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. 1 John 2. If we say, I can't forgive myself, God says, I forgive you. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1. If we say, I can't manage, God says, I will supply your needs. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6. If we say, I'm always worried and frustrated, God says, cast all your cares on me. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5. If we say, I'm not smart enough, God says, I will give you wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. James 1. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1. If we say, I feel all alone, God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 401. 401.